The highlights of this weekend include a few rock concerts and a few new art exhibitions. Monet Kelly, the first exhibition to consider the influence of Impressionist painter Claude Monet on the works of leading contemporary American artist Ellsworth Kelly, who lives in our listening area, opens at the Clark Art Institute in Williamstown on Sunday. The works in the exhibition were selected by Kelly and include two paintings and 18 unpublished drawings by the artist, together with 9 paintings by Monet from his Belle Isle series and of his gardens. The exhibition examines how both Monet's motifs and the sites that inspired his paintings have shaped Ellsworth Kelly's approach to his work. Monet Kelly will be on view at the Clark through February 15th next year. Over at Massmocha in North Adams, singer-songwriter Josh Ritter brings his Trying Out Some New Songs and Such solo tour, an intimate acoustic set emphasizing a new body of songs he has yet to record, in the Hunter Center at Massmocha on Saturday at 8 o'clock. The Moscow, Idaho native has a literary disposition and an affinity for the old guard likes of Leonard Cohen, Bruce Springsteen, and Paul Simon. Speaking of the old guard, guitarist Dave Davies, who, with his brother Ray Davies, co-founded the incredibly influential English rock group The Kinks, will perform at the Colonial Theater in Pittsfield next Wednesday, November 26, at 7:30. While Ray Davies was the group's primary singer and songwriter, Dave Davies' contribution, particularly to the group's sound as well as the tension, creative and otherwise, between the two brothers, helped define the Kinks' place in the rock and roll pantheon. When you think of the Kinks, you think of the guitar riff in You Really Got Me. That's all Dave Davies. And speaking of Dave's brother Ray, I like to think of Chuck Prophet as America's answer to Ray Davies. Prophet, who's one of contemporary rock's greatest songwriters, brings his group, the Mission Express, back to Club Helsinki Hudson on Saturday at 9. Chuck Prophet writes and sings wry, trenchant, culturally observant rock songs. Upbeat, pop-inflected tunes, minor-key ballads, and roots rockers that connect the dots, musical and otherwise, between Tom Petty and Warren Zevon. The House is Open, a temporary exhibition of performances and installation, has taken over the Fisher Center at Bard College through Sunday. This unique event, featuring 6 major American artists working at the intersection of the visual and performing arts, poses the question, what might happen if a performing arts center temporarily reimagined itself as an art museum? Contemporary string quartet Ethel will perform Grace, an innovative, adventurous program featuring works by Ennio Morricone, Jeff Buckley, Nico Muhly, and others at the Hudson Opera House on Saturday at 7 as part of the Classics on Hudson's inaugural season. And Hudson-based composer-guitarist Alexander Turnquist will be joined by Brooklyn piano trio Sontag Shogun and experimental composer-cellist Julia Kent, whose haunting work I've been listening to nonstop the last few weeks in preparation for this concert, and I'm just in love with her musically, for a triple bill of contemporary ambient music at Club Helsinki Hudson on Sunday at 8 o'clock. The mini-festival promises an evening of peaceful, calm, quiet listening, and shimmering beauty. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.